Continuing in Iyun Tefillah, we're at Birchas HaTorah, continuing Akhtoma of Birchas HaTorah. The Maram Sheik says, on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Aleph Pasuk Beis, Ki im b'seiras Hashem cheftoi, u'b'seiras o'yege yaymon v'loyla. A person's soul desire should be for the Torah of Hashem. Ki im b'seiras Hashem cheftoi. He should only want the Torah of Hashem. U'b'seiras soy, and in his Torah, meaning his own Torah, Yege, he should be a hege, and he should be contemplate yoimon v'loilo, day and night. Rashi says, at first it is called the Torah of Hashem, b'Torahs Hashem. However, after one has toiled, Yege, if he's the Gia in Torah, he toiled to understand it. He has acquired the Torah as his own, and it is called his own Torah. Zokta Maram Shik, a melech and a kohen cannot be meichel on kavod. They're supposed to be given kavod, and they're not allowed to be meichel on it. Why not? Zokta Maram Shik, because the kavod is not theirs. It's not their own kavod. A melech receives kavod because he represents the malchus, and a kohen represents kain the rebbeinu shalom. We give by parshas kisavai, we give to the kohen. The kohen represents the rebbeinu shalom in this world, but it's not their own. They're rebbeinu shalom's. However, a talmud chacham can be meichel on kavod because the kavod is his. As Dr. Maram Shik on Rashi, that's what the pasuk means. Kim b'seiras Hashem cheftoi uv'seirasoi. It becomes his to the extent that he can even be meichel on his kavod. It says in the Rechaim HaKadosh on the pasuk in Tetzave, Shemen zayis zoch kosis lamor. Shemen Zayis symbolizes the study of the Torah HaKadosha. The word Zach symbolizes that the study of Torah needs to be pure, Lishma. It has to be L'shem Shemayim. Kosis Lamor symbolizes one's willingness to sacrifice himself, to be Maisa Nefesh, for the sake of a Torah study. It says in the Dvar Machodim from the Chidah on the Pasuk in Devarim, the very first Pasuk in Sefer Devarim, Eile HaDvarim Ashadiber HaShmoshe El Kol Yisrael Be'ever HaYardin. What is the connection, in fact, the Chidah, between the end of Sefer Bamidbar and the beginning of Sefer Devarim? He quotes a Panei Achraza, one of the Kanmoinim. Eile HaDvarim. What does Eile HaDvarim mean? Deed means Divrei Torah. Dvarim, the Divrei Torah. Sefer Bamidbar ends with the Pasuk. Eile HaMitzvos VaMishpatim Asher Tzivo Hashem B'yad Moishel Bnei Yisrael. Zokter Chidah. How is one able to perform the mitzvahs of the Torah without interference from the Yetzer Hara? One way, only one way. Eila HaDvarim. So Bamidbar ends, Eila HaMitzvah HaMishpatim Asher Tzivo Hashem B'yad Moshe B'nei Yisrael. These are the mitzvahs and the mishpatim that we have to perform. But how could one do it? Panei Achraza tells us Dvarim refers to Divrei Torah. So the connection is Eila HaDvarim. With these words, with the Torah HaKadosha, one can achieve, through the Limud HaTorah, he can achieve being mekayim all the mitzvahs of the Torah without interference from the Yetzer Hara. It says in the Yetav Lev on this pasuk, Chazal say that Klal Yisrael was sent into Golos because they did not adhere to the Torah Shabbal Peh. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Samach Amud Beis, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sealed a covenant with Klal Yisrael only because of Torah Shebaal Peh. As it says in the Pasuk in Shemois, Kapitel Lamed Aleph Pasuk Chof Zayin. Ki al pi hadvarim ha'ele karati itcha bris ves Yisrael. Al pi? What does al pi mean? Because of the Torah Sheba'al Peh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sealed the bris with Klal Yisrael. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu seal a bris with Klal Yisrael? Because of Torah Sheba'al Peh as opposed to Torah Sheba'al Peh. What's pshat in this Gemara? A man and a woman seal a covenant with each other only if they have children. If they do not have children, there is no covenant between them, and small issues may cause them to get divorced. As I said in the Eighth Avleiv, he's explaining a Yisoid that there's a couple, a man and a lady, they have children, the covenant, the bris between them is strengthened. Klal Yisrael Kaviyachol is married to the Torah HaKadosha. The Chachomim brought forth children, quote unquote, children, bonim, to the Torah through the 13 Midos with which the Torah is darshened. This is what we call Torah Sheba'al Peh. It is because of the children, the Torah Sheba'al Peh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sealed a bris with Klal Yisrael. However, when Klal Yisrael let go of the Torah Sheba'al Peh, then the bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael was broken, so Hashem sent them away from him and out of their land. That's what happened. There's a Torah Sheba'al Peh. When we return to the Torah Sheba'al Peh, we will be zeicha to the Geula. A murder Yisrael, the Eighth Avleiv is saying. The children strengthen the bond. When there's children, the bond is strong and it can supersede everything. Even when things are not so good, it creates such a strong bond that it can't be broken. However, if we go away, the children, what's the children over here? The Torah HaKadosh and Klal Yisrael, that's the marriage. What's the children? The children is the Torah Sheba'al Peh. Sok the Eighth Avleiv, when Klal Yisrael left the Torah Sheba'al Peh, the Beis HaMikdash was charved, we were forced out of Eretz Yisrael. How can we get back there? How can we do it? Torah Sheba'al Peh. We have to reconnect ourselves to the Torah Sheba'al Peh. It says in the Medrash Tanchuma, in the Pasuk in Tetzaveh, Hashem in Zayis, Zoch Kosis Lamor. The oil used for the menorah came from olive oil that was lightly pressed rather than crushed. Hagei stated in the Medrash Tanchuma. The reason for this is so that the few drops of oil that came out of each olive would be perfectly pure from the outset rather than having sediments and impurities in it that would later be filtered out. It had to be pure from the start. This qualification was only necessary for the menorah and not for the oil used in the mincha. As always, looked in the Medrash Tanchuma. Tez in the Kodram, according to Rashi, Medrash Tanchuma, we just said, Shem and Zayazach, that the oil for the menorah had to be completely pure, while the oil used for the menachas could have some sediment and still be used. Zok the Kodram from Moshe Feinstein, Zechat Tzadik Levracha. One would think that the oil, which is for edible, is something edible, an edible offering, a mincha, should have been pure. While the oil for the menorah, which is just going to be burnt, could have some impurities. Dr. Moshe, the oil in the menorah represents the Torah and mitzvahs of a person. One who is learning and performing mitzvahs must ensure they are performed with pure intentions. On the other hand, the food that he eats does not have to be so pure. He doesn't have to focus on the food. It's more important than the Torah. Dr. Chidush Erim, the Gemara in Menachos, Taf Tzadi Tes Amid Beis. If one reads Shema in the morning and at night, he has fulfilled the dictum as stated in Yeshua, that the book of the Torah, the Yamush Sefer, should not depart from your mouth. The Gemara says that they should not be taught to the masses, for they might use this as an excuse to refrain from learning Torah. As we state in the Gemara. But if someone learns to read Shema in the morning and at night, he's Yaitza, the Yamush, that the Torah never departed from his mouth. Fek the Chidush Yerim. How is merely saying Shema once in the morning and once at night equivalent to having studied Torah day and night? What pshat? And for the Mechidush HaHarim, the answer can be found in our pasuk over here, which is referring to in Parashat Tetzava, Lahalois Ner Tomid. The Torah says, Lahalois Ner Tomid, to kindle the menorah continuously. How does the Kohen accomplish this when it only takes a short time to light the menorah? How long take? What does it mean? Continuous. What does that mean? Lahalois Ner Tomid, you have to be continuously lighting the candle. You can't do it. You light the candle, it's lit. Dr. Chidush HaHarim, since the menorah remains lit due to the action of the Kohen lighting it, the Torah considers it as if the Kohen is continuously lighting it. So too, one who recites Shema with great intensity, he ignites his heart with a fire of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah, which burns constantly day and night. The Chidush HaHarim is telling us that if a person, he says Shema, I'm talking about just reading the word, that we're not talking about, but if someone has Kavanah and he understands what he's doing, Avada, if he's doing it really in the proper way, he wants to be learning day and night. He can't, for whatever the reason is, he can't learn day and night. But how could it be Yetzer that you're learning day and night? It's because you're igniting your heart with a fire, just like the Torah, La'alos Ner Tomid, gives a schus, a koyin, as if it's continuously lighting it, so too by the Torah HaKadosha. The Ben Yoyodo, from the Ben Ishchai, on the same posik, V'yikhu edach Hashem en Zayizach, Chosis Lamor, the Gemara Menachos, and Daf Peites Amin Aleph. Why did the Torah specifically command us to light the menorah with olive oil? Why olive oil? Zokta ben Yehuda, as it is known, the menorah is meramis to the Torah. The Zohar says that the olive tree is unique amongst fruit trees, and that the olive tree has olives all year round. The same could be said regarding the Torah HaKadosha. The Ur HaTorah is like the Ur of the Shemen Zayas. Throughout all of the seasons of the year there are olives. So too, the light of the Torah must burn throughout all of the seasons. As the Gemara says, there is only one Avodah that is allowed to be done at night. And which Avodah is that? The Avodah of the lighting of the menorah. The night was only created in order for us to learn Torah. Torah must be learned by day and night, and regardless of the weather. No excuses. Day, night, snow, sleet, hail, too hot. No such thing. Tzinnach Sam Sefer. It's going on a Gemara Menachos. On the Pevava Min Aleph. The olives are crushed for the Menorah, but not for the Menachos. Chazal are explaining to us how to learn Torah. The menorah is the source of shefa from the Rebbeinu Shlom to Talmidei Chachamim. The menachos and the shulchan bring shefa for parnasa and mezainis, everything we need to live, livelihood, food, whatever we need. The Gemara Megillah and Avavim Bey says, if one says that he searched for Torah and found it, believe him. However, if one says that he did not search for Torah and found it, do not believe him. Zoktuch Sam Sefer, this only applies to Torah. For physical sustenance, to get panasa, one need only dive into Hashem and put in some effort. You have to put in ishtadlis. But don't go overboard, Zoktuch Sam Sefer. However, to have a connection to the Torah, one must crush the olive. You have to work as hard as he can with all his strength to acquire the Torah HaKadosha. Don't ever stop. You have to keep on working at it. They say someone went to the Chazon Ish and he asked him for a bracha that his son took his son with him and asked for a bracha. He said, oh, my son over here should be zeicha to become a Talmid Chacham. Can you give him a bracha? Chazon Ish said, I can't give him a bracha. We don't give brachas to become a Talmid Chacham. You know you become a Talmid Chacham? You have to hear of it. You have to be masmid. You have to learn. Yogati umatzasi. You have to work on it. Lo yogati lo matzasi. If you're not going to work on it, it's not going to come. Panosa, yeah, you have to put in your ishtadlus. But it doesn't have to be crushing Allah. It doesn't have to be full force. Torah, full force ahead. Don't stop. It says in the Chain Tov, from Tovia Halevi, the Parshas Ekev, the Pasuk says, V'samtem es devarei eila al levavachem v'al nafshechem. You shall place these words of mine on your heart and upon your soul. The Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Lamed says, Honor Rabbanon v'samtem, the letters Sin, Mem, Sof, and the Mem, v'samtem, is really Sam Tom, Samach Mem, Tof Mem. Nimshala Torah l'samachayim. The word v'samtem can be read as Sam Tom, a perfect elixir. This alludes to the idea that the Torah HaKadosh is compared to the life-giving elixir. That is what Torah is. It gives life. Rashi says, Shalem she'ini chaser shum atzalah. What does it mean, Shalem? He says, complete, it is not lacking anything to save. Rashi is telling us, Zok Techein Toiv, that the Torah HaKadosh is one medicine which lacks nothing. Performing various other mitzvahs can be a source of health in some situations. You could do a mitzvah, it could help you here, it could help you there, but not in every situation. The Torah HaKadosh is the one and only thing which is complete perfection. It kills the Yetzer Hara and makes one complete with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It says in the Medrash, in Devarim, Im Shomar Tishmurun, HaNefesh VaHaTorah Nimshal Ner. The Nefesh, the soul, and the Torah are compared to a Ner, a lamp. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam, Neri, my lamp is in your hand, and your lamp is in my hands. My lamp in your hands is the Torah. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam saying is that his ner, his lamp, which is the Torah HaKadosh, is in the hands of Adam. And your lamp, you Adam, what's your lamp? Your nefesh, your soul is in my hands. The Medrash continues, a little bit scary. Dr. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, if you watch my lamp, I will watch yours. If you watch my Torah HaKadosh, I will watch your nefesh. If chas v'shalom, you let my lamp be extinguished, I will extinguish your lamp. Dr. Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, Perik Yud, V'ahava es Hashem Alekeichem. The Chachamim Rishonim, the early Chachamim said, one might say, I will learn Torah so that I will become wealthy. Or I will learn Torah so that people will call me Rebbe. Or I will learn Torah so that I will receive reward in Olam Haba. The Torah teaches, La'ava es Hashem. All actions that one performs should only be done for the love of Rebbeinu Shel Olam. La'ava es Hashem. That's why a person should learn the Torah. Not because he wants to be called Rebbe, not because he wants to get a big job and get $2,000 or $10,000 to give a shiur. That's not why. The reason should be Lahava es Hashem. It says in the Panei Achrozo, Ki im Shomar Tishmurun, the Pasuk tells us that we must have a double Shemira, Shomar Tishmurun. Just as one is careful not to lose his money, he must make sure not to lose his Torah. Torah is more valuable than gold and silver. He has to make sure to keep it close to him. Shomar Tishmurun, safeguard it. Says in Rabbeinu Miuchas, on the same Pasuk, Kim Shomar Tishmurun, if one learns one Mishnah and watches over it to make sure he does not forget it, he is provided with the opportunity to learn more Torah and retain it. As I say to Rabbeinu Miuchas. Zok the Degalia Masechta, and it is Joshua's, page Lamed Vav. Quotes a Gemara in Brachas, well known Gemara, Samach Aleph Amid Beis, Shamachas Gazer Malchus Harshah Shal Yaskri Sovateira. The Roman government decreed that Klal Yisrael were not allowed to engage in the study of the Torah HaKadosha. Pappas ben Yehuda found Rabbi Kiva teaching Torah publicly. He was going against the decree, the Ofana decree, that he was teaching Torah. Pappas asked Rabbi Kiva, "Why don't you fear the Romans? This is a decree, they're going to kill you." Rabbi Kiva answered him with a marshal. There was a fox walking alongside a river, and he saw a fish in the water fleeing from the fisherman's nets. So the fox told the fish, "Come up to me on the dry land. You'll be safe from the nets over here." The fish responded to the fox and said, "Your idea is ludicrous. We fear for our lives when we remain in a climate that sustains our life. The water, that's how we survive. And we're worried about our life. We're scared of the fishermen, but we're in a place that inherently sustains our life. Certainly, they're going to be more afraid to go into a climate that will surely cause their death. Meaning, if they're going to go out of the water, they're going to die immediately. Better stay in the water and try to get away from the fishermen then leave the water." Dr. Bakiva, we two are the same. If now, as we learn the Torah HaKadosha, which is our life support, we are in danger, I'm teaching Torah publicly, I'm in danger, then certainly we would be in much greater danger if we did not study the Torah. That's the Gemara. Fektigali Masechta. Humans and animals all need water and liquids to drink. Why did Rabbi Kiva specifically choose a fish for his mushel? Why a fish? Say it was a lion. A lion says, "Well, you're not going to have water. I'm not going to be able to live without the water, without any liquids. The lion's going to die too." Dr. Gali Masechta. It's true. All creatures need food and drink to survive. They eat and drink for sustenance. However, they do not need it every second. It is not their makeup. It's not the makeup of what they are. Rather, it is an external factor which they need to continue living. So it's true that they need it, but it's not their essence. Fish are different. It's not the pshat that water is sustenance to keep them alive. It's not a separate thing. It's not external. If one takes a fish out of water, the fish will die. Even if one were to pour water into the mouth of a fish while it's out of the water, you take a fish out of the water and you pour water into its mouth, it will die. As soon as the exterior of the fish dries up, it no longer has life and it dies. Zakti Gali Masechta. Torah is to Klal Yisrael as water is to fish. It is our life support. It's not external. It's internal. It's the very makeup of what we are. Rabbi Kiva was saying that if he didn't learn Torah, if he didn't teach Torah HaKadosha, there was no Torah HaKadosha, they would not survive. Not that, oh, it's an external thing. Not for a second. It was obviously more dangerous to stop learning the Torah HaKadosha than to listen to the wicked Romans. That's what we learn from this Maisa. Hafel de Gepshat. The Torah, we have to realize, is our lifeline. It's something that doesn't come automatically. It doesn't come easily. We have to toil in the Torah, we have to harvest over the Torah, and if we treat the Torah the right way, and we harvest over it, and we try to put our lives into it, and we're ready to be mice and nefesh and recognize that the Torah is our lives and the Torah is everything, and that's chus, l'taka b'zeicha, to have a kinyan in the Torah, and what keeps us going and keeps us alive. Have a good night.